Millions of years ago, we lived completely on our instinct. No watches, phones, no Google Map, no Siri back then. In fact, if we didn't have our instinct, we would never have made it to the 21st century. And in our world back then, we weren't the biggest or the scariest creatures. Just think back to the time of the dinosaurs. Wow, I sometimes wonder, how did we come this far? Well, I believe it's our fight or flight response that's been our saviour. Well, I'm sure most of you must have heard of Charles Darwin, an amazing guy who has looked at how our worlds have been changing and evolving over millions of years. He's an English naturalist, geologist, biologist, and best known for his contribution to the science of evolution. To try and sum up his years of research in a couple of sentences is going to be quite tricky, but here we go. He saw what our naturalists missed back then, the adapting and changing of the species all over the world. And this led him to believe that species survive through the process of natural selection. He theorised that this process took thousands of years to occur and is essential in the survival of all species. Here's an example. Say the water levels are getting low because the climate's changing. The birds' beaks couldn't fit down the cracks in the rocks to get the creatures they fed on. It was either going to grow a longer beak or die. And well, for many, that's what happened. Over many years, the birds' beaks grew longer, adapting to survive. And this is what's happening with every species, slowly evolving for millions of and millions of years on the planet, changing and adapting to survive. This is called survival of the fittest. All creatures found ways to change that would help them live longer and stay alive. Of course, things have died off and other things have flourished. Thank God we lost the dinosaurs, that's all I can say. In all of the time we've been using our fight, flight and freeze response for primeval instincts, which drive us to stay alive. These instincts are amazing and help us to survive in many traumatic situations. They still work in the same way today as they did back then. As I continue to explain, you'll start to see the bigger picture, which has helped you expand your understanding of what makes you who you are today. As cavemen, we were hunters and gatherers, living to maybe about 30 or 35 years old. In the caves in France, there's some of the most breathtaking depictions of art and our planet that we could ever see. Images of bisons and lions and other creatures loom from these cavernous walls. Many animals were predicted in vivid colours, with a massive sense of perspective and detail that suggested these artists had acquired considerable skills. Also, many signs have been found to have been used repeatedly in caves. The evidence that shows that from this really early time, there was some form of written language that was being attempted by the Stone Age ancestors that we had. The caves would have provided shelter, but not a permanent home, as it showed that they travelled to where the food was. But they would also revisit these places. They moved from place to place, searching out the best hunting grounds. Our instincts were critical to survive as we used our primeval influences and the instinct within us to keep us alive. Without these instincts, we never would have made it this far. Let's skip right forward now to say 1,000 years ago. Life was still very primitive. To be honest, it must have been a bit like maybe the Game of Thrones, but without the dragons. There were much bigger social networks then. Villages had developed. People were working together as communities, but still the dangers were there and fight and flight response was still needed to stay alive. Moving forward again to maybe 100 years ago, and this doesn't sound that long at all, but how different from today. Most of us that were lived in that time period were born and died in a 12-mile radius. That's right, 12 small miles. No supermarkets or canned frozen foods. If you were born by the sea 100 years ago, best to get used to eating fish and learning to swim. But look at what has changed in the last 100 years. It's absolutely amazing. Those amazing suffragettes were fighting for women's votes, and thank goodness we won. People on average wash their hair once a month. Wow, that does sound a little bit brutal. We've added 10 centimetres in the average overall height, and life expectancy for women is now about 82 and men about 74, and it was like about 50 to 55. And not to mention all the technology that we've created in our lives. It's completely transformed us from planes to cars, machines, computers, household appliances, TVs. The list is absolutely amazing. It's amazing to see how much we've changed in 100 years. But with so much outer change in our world and the way we live, the inner changes, I believe, are taking more time. Plus, we need to help and understand how to live and adapt and evolve in all those old habits that we've had ingrained into our minds. Getting back to Darwin and the fight, flight and freeze response, which has been around us since existence, these millions of years. Looking back, we had plenty of everyday challenges and things to worry about. No time for irrational fears or insecurities. But let's think about today. For many people, this world can seem such a safe place, especially in places like England and many parts of Europe. No one coming to kill us, an abundance of food and shelter, no major droughts and famines, no wars or killer epidemics. And that's thankfully on all those counts. But what does this do for the big part of our mind which has kept us safe with that fight or flight response? Well, our brains are literally amazing. Even the most advanced computer system doesn't even come close. Last year, researchers used the K computer in Japan, one of the most powerful computers in the world, to stimulate human brain activity. It took a massive processor, 1.4 billion gigabyte of RAM and 40 minutes to process the same amount of data processed in just 1 second of the brain activity. This is literally mind-blowing to think just how powerful our brains are, and they say we only use 10% of them consciously, and that's exactly right, and we're not using all of the unconscious processing either. Number crunching this data, it shows us that vast parts of our mind are left twiddling their thumbs. If we're the worrying type, we know what happens with too much time on our hands. Yeah, that's right. We worry and worry and worry a bit more. This is why I believe the 21st century epidemic is anxiety and irrational fears. Quite a bold statement, you may say. But after spending 30 years now working with tens and thousands of people to overcome their fears, I think I have some insight into this. Not only do I feel this way, but I feel I have a clear, rational explanation to why this is happening to us. And more importantly, the solutions for you to help you become anxiety-free. As you see, that fight or flight or freeze response has been left without anything to do to keep it busy. and for some of us it's running riot, for others it's just troublesome. Either way, it's impacting our ability to live in the moment and enjoy our lives to the full. If you'd like to learn more about how we can change and stop feeding those worry habits, check out the series about the cat, Don't Feed the Cat. There's quite a few around the cat and the pesky thoughts. Also have a look at Down the Rabbit Hole that can help you understand those feelings of fear and what's happening within our mind.